going to be too long. Anyway, hello.
Hi. Welcome to our podcast. Okay. Today's episode is literally called Just a Bit of Fun because
we're just having a bit of fun. All right. So we only have 30 minutes to record this, and we've tried to record it last time. Okay, well, we're trying to go really fast now, because we made mistakes previously.
And we didn't speak clear enough, and it was like a waffle. Like now. So, okay. I'm Megan.
And I'm Dharma, okay? And today we're going to make a podcast talking about what's happened today and what we've been talking about today.
Because, yeah, which is relationships, and relationships in this day and age, and like, how different
it's just so different from when just say our parents or our grandparents today. Obviously it's going to be different because of the technology and what we have today and the apps and everything,
and it's so much easier to like put in less effort but still be connected all the time. Like it's much easier to just be lazy,
I think, in a relationship. Definitely. Okay, so me and Megan is now no longer in a relationship.
No,
she just recently broke up with her boyfriend.
Fully single.
And they were together for
087. Oh, fuck. No, sorry. Never mind.
Okay, so any single guys coming out here?
I'm not picky.
No, she's not. She's very laid back, which was one of the big problems in relationships nowadays, I think.
Yeah.
Because we all use excuses for not seeing each other just because we have these, like, Instagram, Snapchat. Oh, well, I posted about you. Oh, well,
I just texted you there.
I texted you on Snapchat, but you didn't get, but I texted you on Facebook. Whatever. Facebook's kind of dying now, though. Yeah. Like, let's be real.
Next week, Facebook, a dead platform.
It is a dead platform. It's for old people, though.
Yeah, generally.
Oh, my God. We're so young. We're so hip. Yeah. Anyway, what we were talking about, Megan, what were we discussing before? It's the season now. It's, what date? Today is the 7th of December. And it's 2017.
It's supposed to be cuffing season, but like everybody I know who is in a relationship
right now is not having
the best time.
No,
in that relationship at all.
So we were like thinking, is it the season to break up, or is it because, I think my theory is because Christmas is such a serious time. It's like when families are together, and like if you're in a relationship around Christmas, I feel like it's a milestone, or even New Year's, like, spending your New Year's with someone special to you.
Yeah, like, you're starting
starting your year with this person. That's serious. And now, because of the breakups happening around us and happening to us, and the fights, the arguments, the petty arguments that are happening nowadays, are just so dumb. Like, one of our friends, she was with this boy a year and a half. And we were friends with both of them.
Yeah. We know them both pretty well. He lied to her, I think. I don't know how long he was lying to her, but it's a pretty significant length of their relationship. But he was lying to her about he was doing drugs all the time, he was doing cocaine. And obviously,
the length of the relationship.
Yeah.
I mean, one of the reasons Megan broke up with her boyfriend is another reason is drugs, and we're not so anti-drug. I am not, anyway.
I wouldn't be big into any drug at all.
Yeah, well, I smoke weed, and her boyfriend, or her ex smoked a lot of weed, but the way he smoked it just made him lazy, and like, he never seen her, and unless like he lives further away. Mm-hmm. He recently moved.
Yeah, he moved like 3 months ago, and you know, the weed was never a problem for me, and the weed isn't why we broke up. We broke up for other reasons, because men are trash is why we broke up, but it was obviously a factor, and it had been bothering me for a while. And actually, that brings me on to communication. Like, I would never communicate. I'm not a good communicator.
Yeah.
Dharma's very vocal.
I'm very vocal about everything that's wrong. Like, but the thing is, when you're like me and I'm very vocal, my boyfriend will always say that I get mad so easily. But I think I am so laid back. I'm very, like, I don't care about much, which is very honest, and it's kind of my fault in ways. Like, I don't care about a lot of things that I should care about. And and he still thinks that I give out a lot, and it's just hard to hear when I don't, like, do you think I get mad a lot?
No, I don't think you get mad a lot. I think you get mad rationally, and it's just,
for me, I don't know.
I don't know. Men expect this kind of
men. We're not with men. We're very young, so they're boys. Yeah.
Like, it's not a man.
And
at all.
I don't think it's the society today. I'm sorry. They're just so, any excuse not to do what you're supposed to do. I still think that at our age, you should either be going to college or have a job or be traveling. Either or.
Yeah.
Not just sitting at home, playing games or
smoking weed.
You know, like,
and maybe it's just the unfortunate friend group we found ourselves in, that this is what they do. And maybe it's not like this across other friend groups in our area, but I feel like it is. I don't know. It's just quite a normal thing.
It's just so, well, it's normalized today anyway, like doing drugs and going out and doing drugs. It's the same thing with relationships, you know, like
how you meet someone today is not how you meet someone like in the past. Today you meet them in a club and maybe you kiss and maybe you quite like kissing them and then maybe you add them on Snapchat and then maybe something comes from that. Like,
yeah, and then how long does that take? My relationship took like a year to blossom. Then we got together and now we're together for almost 10 months. And same with your relationship.
It took a while.
You were talking. Talking is a big thing now. Yeah. Nobody wants to get in a relationship because it's such a big step. You know, you have to go out on, like, dating doesn't exist anymore. Like,
I don't understand why it has to be such a big step. Like, I know. Obviously these people that we know, they're not particularly mature or want to be.
I understand what you're saying. Like, I, in my relationship, I think I went on 3 dates. And I'm not even being...
Yeah, but you see, I don't want to call you out on the internet, but that's not a normal relationship.
Yeah, okay, well, because I'm so laid back again, like, I just don't care about these things. Like, if you're with me... You're with me, and I accept you for who you are. If you don't like to go out that much, I understand. But, you know, that's becoming a problem for me now. After 10 months, finally, it's getting into my head. And this is just a thing that, you know, this is something else. This is another conversation.
It's something different.
Yeah, it's different. Like, it's just crazy. Like, we have another friend that's so committed. She's moving to Canada with her boyfriend. They have a, sharing savings account. Like, they share their money. They share everything. Like, I don't know if I'd be able to do that.
I don't know if I'd be... That's quite... Because she's the same age as us, like.
She's very young. Oh, we're 19.
We're 19.
Yeah.
I'm
turning 19, so I'm still 18, but I'm turning 19. Yeah. You're turning 20 in May, anyway.
Yeah. And I mean, I would be able for it, but I just feel like I've got my life to live and to move with someone somewhere so quick, like... I want to, like, see what's out there before I settle down with anybody. And I'm not saying hoe myself out, but I'm just saying... Discovering who I am first.
Oh, then again, this fucking word ho now, this day and age, like, oh, everyone's a ho. If you go out and kiss someone, again, I don't want to contradict myself by saying, oh, nowadays people don't do dating anymore. But I don't think it's bad to go and do what we're doing nowadays either, like being so forward, just kiss someone in a club. Like,
yeah, there's upsides and downsides to both.
Exactly.
You know, kind of things. Like, we're going out tomorrow. Someone's going to kiss someone tomorrow, like, and then probably never speak to that person again. And that's fine.
Well, that's like the equivalent to a one night stand, you know. But like, for us, because I'm going and I'm still the only one now in a relationship. We're going with the girl, with the guy, with the coke, and then Megan
and
here.
Me.
Yeah, so
true.
They're both going through some tough times right now, and I'm
well, you know, I was, but I'm really good now. Like, it's been not even a week, and I'm very good.
Well, better than before, you know that you're free now.
Better than I was even in the relationship. Like, probably better than I was before in the relationship. Like, I'm. Sure myself now. I know what
exactly
I want.
Like,
I have to put up with shit anymore. Like, I'm good.
Well, that's the best way to be. I don't know. We were talking about this all day, and we've gotten to the conclusion that just today is like today at age is just fucked up, and everyone is just fucked.
It's like we have to accept this lesser attention, standards,
like,
or something. I don't know.
The ladies. I think you need to stick up for yourself. Not be afraid to be the word fucking quote unquote clingy, like.
Or express yourself, express what you want, have clear boundaries, and like, this is what I want, you need to meet these standards all the time, or else you're wasting my time and I shouldn't be here, you know? Like, you should find somebody that's literally crazy about you, and literally break down your door to get to you, like, you know? Not this kind of like, oh, I don't know what to say.
You want someone to fight for you.
Exactly,
that's the problem.
Like,
someone's
just crazy about you. And it's actually, it's not that much to ask for.
It's
really not.
It's very low maintenance for just a relationship. Anyway. Yeah. Oh, look who's outside. Oh shit, I'm trying to hide. Okay, so there's this hoe outside, but she's an actual hoe. I'm sorry, I'm not trying to be hoe shit. But this bitch is
we're gonna take back everything you said. She's mean.
She's just a mean person.
Like, you know those girls from school that you're like, oh, these are mean girls and you don't want anything to do with them. Bitch.
But the thing is, it's not like we were really uncool.
It's, it's not like we were really uncool, but they were just like, and they were good at you on this as well. Like,
yeah.
They're just been, like,
oh, they're just losing loser mean girls.
And yeah, we better end this.
Yeah, we should, because we have stuff to do. But I just want to say to the girls out there, please get your respect.
Yeah,
get
stand up for yourself. Get what you want from a relationship. And if it's not giving you what you want, leave.
Definitely.
You did it before on your own. You can do it again. Like,
you're born into this world without anybody. You're going to die in this world without anybody. So respect yourselves and be for yourself.
Okay.
Okay. Bye.